news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Think back to just over a year ago when the former guy suggested all would be back to normal in time for Easter of 2020.
Ultimately, the goal is to ease the guidelines and open things up to very large sections of our country as we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy. We're going for a while, but we win. We win. And what a great timeline this would be. Easter as our timeline, what a great timeline that would be.
Well, we just passed Easter 2021, and we were almost there. But it seems people are just too impatient to wait out the final stretch. It feels like a race to the finish line between the vaccines and the variants. The pace of the coronavirus vaccinations continued to accelerate over the weekend. The number of shots passed 4 million in a single day on Saturday for the first time. The seven-day average was over 3 million for the first time, according to the CDC. The increase came as President Biden pushed to make enough COVID-19 vaccines for every American adult by the end of May. Although infections and deaths have fallen from their winter peaks, the numbers have spiked again recently in many states, especially in the Midwest and Northeast. Public health experts disagreed on the Sunday shows about whether the increases indicated that we were heading into a fourth wave. But coronavirus cases are ticking back up around the world. India has recorded its highest number of cases in a single day since the pandemic began, with more than 100,000 confirmed infections on Sunday. In South Korea, leaders are warning of another surge after the country recorded more than 500 new cases for the fifth day in a row. In Europe, a third wave of hospitalization and deaths has already arrived. COVID-19 variants are mostly to blame for the new rises, but as U.S. officials have warned, lax safety measures are giving these variants even more strength. And of particular concern, the latest dominant variant here affects young adults and children at an alarming rate. Doctors are also worried that the coronavirus may end up being like the flu, which requires a new vaccine every year because the strains mutate so quickly. Stay vigilant. Well, Florida is in the news again for a number of reasons. First, there's an environmental disaster looming on Tampa Bay at Piney Point, right near Bradenton, just south of Tampa. What's happening is 480 million gallons of polluted water is contained within this neglected, out-of-commission phosphate mine. The 18-year-old plastic liner containing the water has torn and resulted in an uncontrollable leak. Officials are concerned that this relatively small leak could collapse the entire reservoir wall, flooding nearby homes. The problem is the water is acidic, rich in nitrogen, and may contain radioactive phosphogypsum. Acidic water can kill seagrass and corals. Nitrogen is a major contributor to red tide. Basically, it's a toxic mess. The Manatee County Director of Public Safety, Jacob Sauer, said structural collapse could occur at any time. So officials are pumping polluted water into Tampa Bay to relieve pressure on the reservoir walls. County authorities expanded an evacuation order to residents of hundreds of homes around the area. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency on Saturday, and he visited the site on Sunday. Florida's Department of Environmental Protection Agency Secretary Noah Valenstein said damage to the environment could be cleaned up, but the looming disaster poses an imminent threat to public health. Also, something to keep in mind, phosphate mining is still allowed in Florida. It should not be permitted. Stay tuned. Governor DeSantis was also the subject of a devastating segment on 60 Minutes Sunday night, which focused on his vaccine rollout in Florida. It favored his wealthy donors, both in where the doses were allocated and the exclusive distribution deal with the Publix supermarket chain. His response to a 60 Minutes reporter about the Publix deal was typical death sentence.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm Beach.
First of all, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor. I met with the administrator. I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County. And I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites. We can give more to hospitals. We can do the Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents.
The criticism is that it's pay to play, Governor.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts because obviously I laid it out for you in a way that is irrefutable.
Well,
it's clearly not.
Isn't there the nearest Publix to the Glades is 30 miles away?
Yes,
that's actually a fact.
But there's another Florida man in the news. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is under criminal investigation for sex trafficking, including allegations that he had sex with a 17-year-old. Gaetz has denied the allegations, but the story isn't going away as new details keep emerging. For a change, not many of his Republican colleagues are defending him. But there are a few stragglers like Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene in his corner. Gaetz came under criminal investigation due to his close ties to another Florida official, indicted former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg. The Tampa Bay Times wrote, Greenberg sits in the Orange County Jail facing 33 federal charges, including stalking, identity theft, wire fraud, bribery, theft of government property, conspiracy to bribe a public official, creating fake IDs, and sex trafficking of a minor. Gaetz came under suspicion after the FBI began its investigation into Greenberg. Some Democrats are calling for an ethics committee inquiry into whether Gaetz showed pictures of naked women to other members on the floor or, frankly, anywhere else, though that might be unlikely at this point because Gaetz is already under criminal investigation. The ethics committee defers to law enforcement when there's an ongoing criminal probe of a member or staffer. So we wait. And the House is still on recess this week. They return next Monday. Meanwhile, Gaetz's district is about as safe as they come for Republicans. It's R plus 22. So it's not like they need Matt Gaetz to stick around to hold the seat. In the meantime, there's heightened security at the Capitol again in the wake of an attack there on Friday. A suspect drove his vehicle directly into two Capitol police officers, killing one and injuring the other. Authorities said that after the suspect rammed into the officers, he exited the car with a knife in his hand and began to lunge toward the police. The suspect was shot by one of the officers, and he later died of his injuries. Acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman announced Friday afternoon that the officer killed was William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force and a member of the Capitol Division's First Responders Unit. And tensions are high between the Republican Party and Georgia businesses over the state's new restrictive voting law. Last week, Major League Baseball decided to move its 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta, which was set to host the event this summer. It's a huge move with an estimated $100 million in lost state revenue. But Georgia Republican legislators continued defending the law and pushing back. The next battlefront for voter suppression could be Texas, where the state Senate recently passed a bill limiting poll times, banning drive-through voting, and cutting voting accessibility. And finally, week two of the murder trial of the former Minneapolis cop for killing George Floyd gets underway on Monday. The first week featured testimony from the eyewitnesses. This week will likely focus on forensic evidence and medical examiner's testimony. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.